You're listening to SBS News.
These are today's main events. Germany has invaded Poland and has bombed many towns. General mobilization has been ordered in Britain and France. Parliament was summoned for 6 o'clock this evening.
The BBC's Lionel Marson announcing Nazi Germany's invasion of Poland on September the 1st, 1939. 80 years later, memorials began at the Westerplatte Peninsula near Gdansk at the exact time of the attacks on Poland. At 4:45 a.m. Polish time on that day, the German battleship Schleswig-Holstein began the attack at the military transit depot. Alexander Delkiewicz, the mayor of Gdansk, called for unity and peace.
I want to emphasize with all my strength that we stand on the side of memory that serves the building of a national community, European unity, a community that strengthens democracy, freedom, solidarity and reconciliation, mutual respect and tolerance. That is why from here, the Westerplatte, we call for peace, not war, no more war.
Nie wojna. Nigdy więcej wojny.
The ceremony near Gdansk was also attended by European Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans.
80 years ago, unspeakable horrors were unleashed on the Polish population. Unspeakable horrors that we need to remember to prevent them from recurring again in Europe. Can you imagine in this gathering that every fifth person sitting and standing here would suddenly disappear? This is what happened to the Polish nation at the hands of cruel Nazis who had lost every understanding of humanity. A special mention needs to be made of the Jewish Poles who were all but exterminated completely at the hands of the Nazis. We remember them today.
Meanwhile, in the Polish capital, Warsaw, leaders from around the world sounded a bell of remembrance during an emotional ceremony. Attending the ceremony were US Vice President Mike Pence, German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, among many others. Poland's President Andrzej Duda warned of the dangers facing the world in the modern age.
Mamy w ostatnim czasie do czynienia nawet w Europie.
Recently in Europe, we're dealing with a return of imperialist tendencies, with attempts to change borders in Europe by force, with aggression against countries and seizure of their land by capturing people. Turning a blind eye is not the recipe for preserving peace. It's simply a way to embolden aggressive personalities, a way to, in fact, give consent to further attacks.
US Vice President Mike Pence attended in place of Donald Trump, who had cancelled his visit to stay in the US because of the impending arrival of Category 5 Hurricane Dorian. The Vice President drew a comparison between the giant storm and a storm of World War II.
While the hearts of every American are with our fellow citizens in the path of a massive storm, today we remember how the gathering storm of the 20th century broke into warfare and invasion, followed by unspeakable hardship and heroism of the Polish people.
He went on to pay tribute to Poland's stand against the Nazis.
The Polish people never lost hope. You never gave in to despair. And you never let go of your 1,000-year history. In the years that followed this day, 80 years ago, your light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The character, faith, and determination of the Polish people made all the difference.
Later in the ceremony, Germany's President Frank-Walter Steinmeier apologized to the people of Poland, saying the war was a German crime and promising never to forget the wounds inflicted on Poland. Alan Lee, SBS News.